You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci. Every episode, we bring you fascinating, true spiritual experiences and metaphysical stories to validate your lived experiences and to gain new perspectives on the world. The Earth is currently undergoing a massive transformation, a huge shift. I happen to believe that if you are listening to this podcast, you have most likely incarnated on this planet in this lifetime exactly now to take part in this shift. And this whole season, these miraculous stories with Master John Douglas and the Master Angels, they are all here to take part in this shift as well. So buckle up, stay positive. You signed up for this ride, and now is the time to stay fully present to see it through. Do not be afraid. You were born to be here right now. This is episode 47, our Money Miracles episode. We are going to hear several stories about money appearing miraculously directly from the people who experienced this phenomenon. A few of the stories we will hear about today are about how folks acquired the money needed to take Master John Douglas's advanced sacred knowledge offering, the Elite Development Course. Participating in this course gives you an untold number of blessings and sacred gifts, so the energetic exchange needed to take this course is significant. Consequently, taking the Elite Development Course is a large investment for most people. But, as you will hear, if you are meant to be there, the angels will step in to help you pay for it. One of our guests mentions a tool called the Prosperity Blessing. This is a free prosperity blessing gift on YouTube. It is a silent video about 10 minutes long of a crystal with changing lights. I know it might sound strange to sit and watch a silent video on YouTube in order to increase your abundance, but I can say that I have had abundance show up in many different ways. More clients, unexpected gifts of money, and other financial opportunities when I watch this video. You can find it by typing in Prosperity Blessing into YouTube or looking up the Master Angels YouTube channel. You will also hear about two types of remote healing tools folks use to get Master John's immediate attention. One is called the Silent Faith Remote Healing, known as an SFR, and the other is called a Karmic Mitigation Blessing and is known as a KMB. These are both options for people to purchase on the CMA website, masterangels.org, if in need of immediate healing support from Master John, no matter where he is in the world. So without further ado, let's jump into these money miracles. Are you ready? Let's get miraculous.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I did the Elite course in 2013 for the first time. It was the first Elite course. And at the time, we really didn't have any money. We were living barely even making it to the next paycheck. And I didn't really know how I was going to be able to go. One of the things that we were asked to do is to listen to a bunch of CDs, and I didn't even have the CDs yet, but I really felt the energy of the angels, and I felt that if I asked for help, that I would get it. So I just went at it like with the attitude that if I asked, I would receive. And I quickly was able to get all the CDs that I needed to do the prep for the Elite course. But I still didn't, months went by, I got accepted. And I at that point, I had the opportunity to see Master John two times before the money was due. So each time that I saw him, I would say, you know, I don't know how I'm going to go. And he'd say, you're going. And so like, okay. So that helped me stay focused on, you know, I really wanted to go. But someone, a wise person, not him, but another person in our organization said to me, just watch for the most subtle thing. So I was doing that. And one day I was helping my grandmother pay her bills, and she had a credit card that she wanted to cancel because she wasn't using it. And I was on the phone with the credit card company talking to them about canceling the card. And she was sitting next to me, and I glanced down at the statement, and I saw up in the corner, just caught my eye, that the limit was $10,000. And there was nothing on the card, and I was canceling it. And all of a sudden, I just went, oh. And it literally was the day before the money was due. And so I got off the phone and, you know, stopped what I was doing and hung up. And I sat there for a minute, and then I turned to my grandmother and I said, how would you feel about letting me use this line of credit to go on my course? And she said, if you can pay for it, absolutely. I want you to go to your course. So I called up my husband, my then husband, and I asked, you know, I said, what do you think about this? And he said, well, find out, you know, what that looks like. So I called the credit card company back and asked, you know, like, what will this look like in terms of payments if it was maxed out, and got all the information. And he and I talked about it. We just decided we were just going to try to do it. And he was like, oh, I'll pick up some extra jobs and we'll just make it work. So we did that, and I got to go. And then the thing that happened, which was both, it was, you know, bittersweet, but also really beautiful, is that while I was on the plane to go to the course, my grandma had a stroke, and she died within a few days after I returned from Boone. So basically, the card was in her name. And I think I had made maybe one payment on it. So it was a gift, basically. There was no, I received that elite course as a gift. And Master John told me that it was a gift that my grandma gave me, and that she got a huge boost in evolution from the willingness and the allowing me to do that and the way that worked out. So essentially, my first elite course was this, just this beautiful giant gift with, and I'm really close. I was really close with my grandma. She was kind of like my champion in life, and I took care of her for the last 8 years of her life. So it just, it was a really beautiful way to get to go. And since then, my life has been very different and my finances are very different. I don't live in that zone anymore. I mean, you know, we all have our moments, but it's not like it was at all. Things are so much better. But that was kind of the beginning of just having this beautiful miracle of getting to attend the elite course.
That's an incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
My name is Brian. I want to talk just a little bit about a financial benefit miracle that I had. I had started my own company in 2010 after the financial downturn hit. The company I worked for before was a large investment bank that decided to get out of investment, out of development work. And so I started my own company doing project management consulting. One of my, the client that I had that I was planning on getting my income from for the next year decided not to move forward with the project. So 80 to 90% of my income that I had projected for the upcoming year was gone. Millie had retired. My wife had retired about 2 years before that. And then we were getting ready to decide whether we wanted to go to Elite and make the financial commitment of doing that right as I lost my income for the foreseeable future. But we decided we're just going to go ahead and do it. You know, there are benefits to do it. We'll just leave it in the angel's hands and see what happens. So I applied for Elite. We both applied for Elite, and I think we'd even accepted that we were going to go to Elite. And within about a week, maybe 2 weeks after that, I'd gotten a call out of the blue from somebody who I didn't know, but we had mutual friends, mutual work acquaintances, who asked me if I was interested in looking at a project for him at a large, famous country club in the Chicago area. And I said, sure, I'd love to go out and talk to you. So I did. And it was basically a two-year project with similar or more income from what I just lost. And within a week after interviewing for the project, I was awarded the project, which absolutely never happens in my industry. It's normally, you know, the planning phases go on for months and then they finally make a decision. Well, this was, they wanted to go, they were going to start construction right away. They needed to get somebody on board and they hired me, and my next 2 years of income were taken care of.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, it's all because I signed up for Elite. I'm 100% convinced.
You feel like you got the money miracle from signing up.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. And we've heard that before, that yeah, as soon as you apply, mm-hmm, there's blessings.
Yep.
Thank you
happened
for sharing. Yeah. Love that.
Right. Hi, I'm Melissa. I've watched the Prosperity Silent YouTube video faithfully and have been blessed financially. What many non-believing individuals may refer to as a simple coincidence, I believe otherwise. I have been a single mother of 5 children and have had some close calls in paying all of my incoming bills. When I watch the Prosperity Repair, I find little miracles of financial abundance. For instance, my vacation rental property had been especially slow. After a few days of watching, I was blessed with a few surprise bookings. I also received money from a family member who said, I would like to pay half of the shipping, $120, on that birthday gift you sent to your son in Brazil. I wanted my son's birthday to be as special as possible the first year he lived away from home. The expense was much over my birthday budget, but I knew how lonely he was. Having the cost split was such a great blessing to me. Another time I had been blessed was watching the Prosperity Repair. I had come up $1,500 short in my monthly bills. I didn't know what I was going to do. And out of nowhere, the next day, a financial surprise showed up in my bank account. Another family member who had extra that month decided they wanted to relieve some of my stress. I feel the blessings pouring down on me in ways I cannot deny were heaven sent. Thank you, Master John Douglas.
Hello, my name is Angela, and I would love to share my miracles with Master John Douglas in my awareness about money. So I met Master John Douglas in May of 2011, and I had an amazing, miraculous healing from him. I had been having some major health issues around my lungs and having a difficult time breathing. And he found pneumonia in me and a bunch of other crazy things that he was able to kill and restore my breathing, which was just really miraculous and powerful. So I knew he was a really fabulous healer, but at the time when I first met him, I didn't really fully understand just how amazing he is as a spiritual teacher and his ability to take me on my path to really genuinely feeling closer to God and closer to myself. So part of this understanding and awakening that's happened inside of me is to unearth my subconscious programs in my relationship with money. So most of my life, I've had a lot of challenges with money, everything from being a single mom at age 20 with 2 children and working really hard and just barely making things, making ends meet, and also having a spiritual path of giving all my money away and living very austerely and sleeping on a foam mat on the floor for many years. I was in a Zen practice that that involved me giving all the money that I made to my teacher and living on a $30 a week allowance for all of my food and transportation. And during that time, there was 10 years of that time that I didn't have a car, and I just, you know, lived very, very frugally. So I had really learn to master what it is to just be surrendered and to give everything away and trust that my basic needs would be met. But I hadn't really grasped the concept of being on a deep spiritual path and feeling close to God and feeling abundant at the same time. So one of the ways that that began to heal for me was when I first heard about the Elite Development Training. And I heard about that from a dear friend of mine while I was on a trip in 2014. And as he was describing what a powerful experience it was when he had done the Elite Training, he spoke slowly as if he was channeling the divine. And he said, "If you make the decision to do the Elite Training, it's a decision that you will never regret." And at that moment, I felt a lightning bolt come inside of me and awaken me just in that moment, just to hear the words Elite Development Training with Master John Douglas. Just to hear those words, this lightning bolt of energy came inside of me, and I began to feel at that point there was a healing in my relationship with money right in that moment, because when he told me the price of it, how much it was going to cost, of course, my mind would naturally say that it was absolutely impossible, that there's no way that I could generate the funds to do that. But at the same time as that desire was there, I just felt this huge angelic support that if I was aware of the value of going and the importance of it, that the money would be there for me. And that the first step was to heal my relationship with money and to see that having money is valuable and can bring me closer to God, not further away. So literally in that moment, there was a healing that took place. And that year, by the next year, by 2015, I was there at Elite Training. And when I did this course, it's the most profound, powerful thing I've ever done in my life. And it was literally the feeling of having my prayers answered and my desires fulfilled that I've been longing for many lifetimes. When I was a newborn baby, I had communications with angels. I had angelic beings around me all the time when I was a baby, and I had really distinct memories of that. And this is the first time on my spiritual path that I felt in a classroom setting what I experienced when I was a baby, which was just that sense of bliss and love and the knowing that everything was going to be all right and everything was going to be taken care of. So in doing that Elite Training in 2015, to be there and to experience that, it awakened something much deeper in me as well. And there was a level of integrity that had the light focused on a much higher level, this deep desire to do good and to be a force of goodness in the world. And with that came the awareness that money is an important aspect of that. So if I could generate more money, I could do more good in the world. And it might seem like a very simple, obvious thing to so many people, but it wasn't obvious to me at the time. So I put myself fully on this path. And since that time, I've attended most of the events that Master John Douglas has done. And no matter what was happening, even though there were times that I've had debt and there was times that I didn't know how I was going to be able to show up to the next event, there was still that knowing that if it was in my highest good to be there, that the way would be provided. And miraculously, every time something has come through for me, to be able to attend and also to have the other things in my life that I needed and support for my family and healing for my family having my relationships improve all along the way. So it's been one miracle after another, and it was so profound attending in 2015. At that time, I didn't think I'd ever be able to do it again, but I was able to in 2018 and 2019 as well. And I have this strong knowing, it's an absolute knowing, that life and the universe and nature and God are all conspiring on my behalf, because I know that I'm on my highest path, and I know that whatever it is that I need will always be provided for me. And even when I have disappointments, like I've had disappointments in investing, and I have experienced other financial losses, but even in those losses, because I was listening to subconscious repair, and because I was listening to prismatic awareness, I was given the awareness, this angelic awareness, that the times that I didn't have the money come through that I thought was going to be there was completely for my benefit. And it happened the way it happened because there were certain lessons that I needed to learn around money and around letting go and surrendering and really going into a deep state of humility and trust and faith. So as those lessons were learned, and as I was shown what the connection was, like, for example, one of the awarenesses that came to me when I was doing prismatic awareness was that as I was thinking about money, you know, I said, well, you know, why did this particular thing show up this way? And I was shown that in a previous lifetime, I had died of starvation and poverty, and that there was an aspect of that that was written into my subconscious or my soul agreement that I would go through those things to experience spiritual evolution, and that I had to go through the process of lack for that spiritual evolution for a certain period of time, because that's how it was written. And then later on, I had a personal session with Master John Douglas, and I asked for a blessing of prosperity. And he looked in and he said, well, there's a huge revelation here. It looks like you have it written into your subconscious for you and your family that you will suffer through lack in order to grow spiritually. And he said, let's take care of that. Let's remove that right now. And it was this amazing affirmation of what I'd already been gaining along the way, but he made it so clear that he could see exactly what was there. And when he removed that, I could feel something leaving me. I could feel this burden that I had carried for so long. I could feel it leaving. And in a very short period of time, it was gone. And he said, it was also there in my family, and this was also affecting my family relationships. And he said, I'm going to dive as deep as I can in this to get this resolved for you. And in a matter of a very short period of time, about a month later, there was a big change that happened in my family, and that shifted my relationship with my older children and many other members of my family, where it was as though this huge burden had been completely lifted. And it feels like this beautiful horizon of prosperity coming my way, even though it's not tangible in my fingers this very moment. I know that it's coming, because I know that I'm on the highest path that I could be on by studying with Master John Douglas. He has been the greatest blessing of my entire life, and I will eternally be grateful for the way that he's blessed myself, my family, my relationships. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to spend this time with you.
So my name is Mari, and when I've been seeing Master John for about 3 years, I think, and there was always a desire to spend more time with him, but it was just not an option available. So there was an announcement made that they were creating something called the Elite Course, where you actually got to spend 3 days with Master John. And so my brain immediately said, yes, I have to do it. And then the price tag came out and said it was $10,000. And I think I had just about $10,000 in my savings. So I was like, should I do it? Should I not do it? If I do it, basically I have no savings. So it was a dilemma, but like deeper in my heart, it was like, I have to do it. So I went to the bank and I sat down with the man and I was like, I'm going to send this money to, you know, the Self Foundation. And he's like, he could visibly see that I was very anxious sitting there. So he was very compassionate with me. He made sure everything was written correctly. And then he finally turned the keyboard to me and said, do you want to push the button? And she sent the money away.
That's nice.
So I said, okay. And I pushed the button and I saw the email or whatever get sent. And then I left the bank and I honestly, this was one of those very honest requests. And I was like, okay, angels, if I did the right thing, please give me a sign that I did the right thing. And then 3 days later, I get a check in the mail from the US government for $13,000.
What?
And I was standing in the vestibule. I opened the envelope and I was looking at it and I was like shaking it. It was like holographic. It had my name on it, had my address. And I was counting the decimal points. I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait, that's like 10,000. Wait. And I kept counting the decimal points to make sure it was actually 13,000. So what happened was, like, I got my sign, but I had enough money for a hotel and a car and like meals. And I was kind of exactly where I started. Wow. So that was a pretty significant and very direct sign because I didn't actually know what the money was for. Like, I don't know why I got that money back.
Wow.
I never really found out. You know, I've continued to pay my taxes and continue to get refunds. So I don't.
Angel money.
Angel money. Pretty much. So
that's powerful, Mari.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Nicole. And for Christmas, I knew that I had to get a certain number of karmic mitigation blessings for myself. So I got quiet and felt very clearly that there was a number of 5 to purchase. But each karmic mitigation blessing is very expensive. And altogether, that would be $1,150. So I thought, I feel like I have to do this. I want to do this, but I'm not at a point where in my budget this month I can be spending that much extra. I just moved into an apartment and was already spending so much on decorating and basics. I thought, oh gosh, like if only, you know, $1,150 could just fall out of the sky for me, because I've heard of these prosperity blessings where suddenly someone will, you know, from work 20 years ago will get residuals in the mail for the exact amount of number that they needed. And I thought, oh, well, wouldn't it be great if that could somehow happen to me? But I thought, is that even possible? I was thinking, like, how could that even happen? You know, that's not going to happen to me. So I just kind of let the thought go, but was just really hoping that, you know, a miracle would happen so that I could buy these karmic mitigation blessings. So a few days pass and I was on the phone with my mom, who was going to be coming to LA. And she said, sweetie, you know, I've been going through the safe, cleaning things out, clearing things out. And I found this like box of just all these $20 bills and $1 bills and just like all this cash from your high school savings that you like stashed away in the corner of the safe. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my gosh, oh my, I like totally forgot that I had even done that. I said, how much is there? She says $1,200. So I got to add additional $50 to spend, but that just was the perfect amount. And I got all of the blessings and I feel so blessed because, you know, money can fall out of the sky. And with the faith and the love, anything can happen. Money miracles can happen to you. So
I love this miracle. Thank you so much for sharing.
A special thank you to all of our wonderful guests today. Thank you for sharing your incredible miracles with money. As we have seen throughout this season, if we just ask for help, the angels can assist us with pretty much anything, as long as it is in our highest good and it is not negatively affecting others. Our season of miracles is almost finished. We have had 11 amazing episodes devoted to the miracles attributed to Master John and the healing angels, which leaves us with just one more. Over the last several episodes, you have heard various people refer to Master John Douglas's advanced sacred knowledge offering, the Elite Development Course. Our final episode for this miracle season will be all about the Elite Development Course, and we will hear from some folks who have graduated from it. So be sure to tune into that one if you are interested. If you are enjoying this season and want to learn more, please visit masterangels.org. If you're interested in participating in a Master John Douglas workshop, I have great news for you. The next tour is starting May 2nd, 2020. And thanks to the global lockdown we are currently all experiencing, the entire tour is going to be virtual. So no matter where you are in the world, you can join in and experience the angelic blessings and healings from the comfort of your own home. Again, if you are interested in learning more about this, please visit masterangels.org. In this week's bonus content, I will be doing a prosperity clearing using some of Master John's tools for all the patrons of this podcast. It will help in removing any blocks you may be experiencing around abundance and generating money. If you are interested in taking part in this clearing, please visit patreon.com/letsgetmeta. If you are enjoying the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast, please consider subscribing to the podcast for free. Give us a 5-star rating or write us a review on Apple Podcasts right now. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram at Let's Get Meta. Share the podcast with your friends. We want this high vibe content to reach as many aligned ears as possible, and your likes, stars, reviews, and shares help to make that happen. I'm going to leave it there for today. Thank you so much for listening. Stay present, stay positive, and stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. References to healing or treatments in this podcast are describing faith-based blessings performed by God and the Master Healing Angels. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what we are doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we would really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the Hana Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical.